Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, the Senate Judiciary Committee today poised to take the first steps toward approving Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. After the 2 days of questioning, the committee is scheduled to start considering the nomination this morning ahead of a panel of experts and advocates who will testify for and against Barrett's nomination. So it looks like it's going through probably more smoothly than the Democrats may have liked. Yesterday, health care again played a starring role in the confirmation hearings. As Democrats were highlighting an issue they want voters to consider on Election Day, and as you referenced yesterday, they certainly seem to have seniors in their corner now.
Yeah, David, there are two things you have to remember. This is all about this nomination, and as you just correctly indicated, it's clear, and it has been from the very beginning, that this is going to get through, despite the fact that the Republicans did it at the last moment. When the hypocrisy was that when President Obama had nominated Merrick Garland, that a year before an election was no good, but days before an election is good, according to these hypocritical, nonsensical individuals who are saying it, like Mitch McConnell. Now, the thing is that it's going forward, but it's in the context of an election. And when something like this happens, when this hypocrisy shows, then what happens is that people get even angrier. And, of course, the polls showing Joe Biden leading are growing stronger and stronger. So nothing happens without some kind of relevance. You know, my feeling is, and has been for a while now, that this hypocrisy is so great, and this ruining of the Supreme Court by doing it this way is so great, that there will have to be remedial action taken. And while Joe Biden is saying he's not a fan of expanding the court, the Democrats in the Senate, if they take the Senate, may have to do that. If they don't take the Senate, of course, all bets will be off. Now, I'm a big fan of having these hearings. I've heard from people who say, why are you playing them? They're all such a farce. Because everybody's making points, very good points. As far as I'm concerned, the fact that a judicial nominee starts talking about she's not sure whether the election could be postponed, we're talking about the end of American democracy as we know it. So I believe that these hearings have exposed her and the hypocrisy that we now see. And, you know, the idea that the Republican strategy on day one was to say the Democrats are anti-Catholic is one more piece of the big lie, since the Democratic candidate is Catholic and the Republican candidate is not. So these are all pieces that come together. But in the end, there is such a thing as right and wrong. And I think the American people know that.
Well, what are the chances we see another 2,000, Alan, with lawsuits filed in the election and it makes a fast track to the Supreme Court? You have polls heavily in favor of Biden, millions, 15 million now people early voting, long, long lines, which we know would normally favor the Democrats. Even a story this morning out of Georgia showing thousands of African Americans getting in line to vote. Then it goes to the Supreme Court. You could have Barrett weighing in on that.
Absolutely. You know, I voted by mail already. We pretty well know that Donald Trump hates mail because the more the franchise is extended, the more people who vote, the worse his chances get. So you can be sure he will go to the courts on something like mail balloting. My bet is if the court rules in his favor, and remember it's the states that set the rules for the elections in their states, and state elections are nullified, then I think there will be problems in the streets. I do. Because when you take away people's right to vote, to decide, you see what happens in foreign countries. There is hell to pay.
Does the flu vaccine affect my chances of getting COVID-19? This from the AP this morning, Alan. Flu vaccines protect against seasonal influenza, not the coronavirus, but avoiding the flu is especially important this year. If health officials are encouraging people to get the flu shot or nasal spray by the end of October so that doctors and hospitals don't face extra strain having to treat influenza in the midst of the pandemic. I know we're scheduled to get ours here at WAMC.
That's right. And David, I had mine because it was terribly important. And when I was at the doctor the other day, I got an additional flu shot that they give now. So I'm just hoping that everybody does it. You know, when you watch people on the television who are Trump supporters saying, well, if I get it, I get it. They don't know what they're talking about. Then you see some poor soul who believed that crap and who ended up getting it and now reverses himself and said, I didn't think I was going to get it, but you got it because you didn't do what was right. Flu shots are terribly important. And let me say that wearing a mask is terribly important. Social distancing is terribly important. And if you're foolish enough not to believe that, then you put yourself at great risk. And that's something I don't want to see for any American. Oh, and by the way, David, I'm really ticked off. Some people in Great Barrington have put out something called the Great Barrington Declaration. This is a very silly argument put out by some people with degrees after their name, calling for herd immunity. Herd immunity will kill millions of people. The idea is if you put it out there, and those who survive, survive, and those who don't, we're talking about mass murder here. Let there be no mistake about it. That's what it is, mass murder. So I have a feeling that we ought to have a greater Great Barrington Declaration, and the greater Great Barrington Declaration will say mass murder is not a good thing in the United States.
In his first American television interview, that's 60 Minutes, since nearly losing his life after being poisoned, Alexei Navalny says he's sure Vladimir Putin is responsible and that President Trump needs to come out against those types of attacks. He's recovering from the near-fatal poisoning, of course. Cue the dark music.
David, when is the last time you heard this president say anything bad about Russia or its ex-KGB boss, who is now its president? You know, the authoritarianism that is seen, the sad spectacle of a president of the United States supporting Putin again and again, either by not saying anything or saying good things about him, is something that is so perplexing that it leaves me baffled as to why more Americans aren't furious about this.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us.